a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hello there.
Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, where you can enjoy championship baseball at really affordable prices. You know, our berm seats go for as little as $5 a ticket. Our general admission seats go for as little as $6 a ticket. You can bring your blind to the have a great time and show everybody what a great parent you are. You know, Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast is also very affordable. Or you can listen for free, or be a monthly for free, or be a monthly patron for just $6. Spread out a blanket and listen with your whole family and show everybody what a terrible parent you enjoy. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Yeah, kids, we're not going to the River Bandits. Daddy bought another month subscription to the show that's given away for free.
Still quality family time. I don't care what you say.
And you do get the bonus episodes and access to every show we've ever done.
At the end of your life, are you going to be concerned with that ball game that you went to, or the fact that you spent some time with your family?
That would make me sad if anyone at the end of their life was thinking about this podcast. And the $3, $6, or $9 they were spending a month.
You know what I'm glad I did do?
You know what was fun?
You know what was a right fair deal? Was that podcast.
You know, wasn't as disappointing as I thought it was going to be.
No.
I had some...
You know, the number of times I was ripped off in this short life was...
I got what I paid for with that show. Don't
nice,
say that.
Nice to get a little value, finally.
Story out of Dayton, Ohio that I really admire. This guy, I think, speaks for all of us. He gets pulled over by the cops for, I think, speeding.
All right.
This is in Butler County, Ohio. Speeding violation. This is in the town of Gratis, Ohio. Right? So, he gets pulled over. And the cop goes and is giving him the spiel, you know, how fast you were going, driver's license, registration, all that. He says to the cop, you know what? I don't feel like dealing with this today.
No, not today. Not now.
He just drives away. You know what? I'm not dealing with this.
Uh-uh.
I refuse to accept this. So he just sped off.
Yeah.
Led to a police chief, police chase.
Listen,
then
we have those days.
Police from three other departments got involved on a slow speed pursuit that never once exceeded 35 miles per hour.
I'm not going to speed, but I'm done talking to you.
A nearly 13-mile pursuit ended in Madison Township, Ohio, when the driver got to his house. Robert L. Pettyjean II, 49 years old.
Just like Daddy did. It's the same thing Dad would have done.
Well, my name's Rob Jean Pettyjean. He was charged with failure to comply with an order or signal for a police officer. He just didn't feel like dealing with it. I love the fact that, look, I'm not dealing with this, but I'm also, I'm not going to speed.
I
got a cop behind me
now. Yeah, I'm not looking to break the law.
I just want to go home. I don't feel like dealing with this now.
I just want to go home like OJ.
Great. I'm not today. Mm-hmm. I'm not dealing with this. It's just, this isn't my scene today. Welcome to the Top 5 Things, everyone. My name is Dave.
The Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Darren. It's brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry at 3320 East Kimberly Road in Davenport next to Green Buick. Their bridal sale's going on now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at $350 and their selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Should keep in mind that it's Mother's Day, and you might be married to some mother. Oh, they love their mothers.
I know you little mothers are a little sore from your ride up.
Also remember that that the diamond is the birthstone of the month of April. But Mother's Day, that's going to be happening in May. That's on May 13th. And going on right now at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, everything in the store is up to 50% up until Mother's Day. For the special people in your life, and they have fun creating custom personalized gifts. Their goal is to help you find that little something to knock her socks off. Mother's Day, again, on Sunday, May 13th. Be ready. They are open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 9 a.m. So stop on in. Check them out at marysdiamondsjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Mention Nacho Radio, and with the purchase, you'll get a gem and jewelry cleaner. If you'd like to reach out to the Uncle Norm's, please use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. That has not changed. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, two stores opening in June, Milan and Davenport this year. Appointments for a purchase always available any time of the year. 563-349-2398. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, family owned and operated. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio. Make sure you enjoy, along with their delicious sandwiches, their delicious soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. Deliveries available. Order online at order.capriotis.com. And when you're there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's Extraordinary Food for those unwilling to settle. Number one.
I don't know if you want to get into it right in.
Well, hello, little to. Men. My name's Billy Wanky, and I'm a pro. Uh-huh. I know how to handle you guys.
Billy Wanky. He's a convicted child molester.
And?
And
he'll work for free.
And he'll work for free.
So you're
free.
Thinking that the guy who was the actor who portrayed Billy Wanky never even actually made it to the
I don't think he lived
to the opening night of Oddballs.
Billy Wanky from the classic Canadian film Oddballs is
Do you think they had a red carpet? Did they have an opening night to Oddball?
I don't know. Remember, we had the star of the show.
Canada's a different story.
We had Connie Crum, the star of that movie, on the show. When we found her, she was selling radio for some station in way north Ontario.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, as a fan of that movie, I'll buy your radio.
Sure.
I'll buy some radios from you.
What do you got, sugars?
What do you got for me?
And he'll work for free.
Really Wanky, but he's a convicted child molester.
But you think the actor passed before they even got to
the initial
screening?
I don't think he made it very far. The actor,
something of a method actor.
The actor who played Billy Wanky, who's one scene in the movie is doing amyl nitrate right before the exercise with the young boys on the camp, and then he drops
dead in the movie.
Yeah, he
and
dies.
You're thinking maybe the exact same thing happened.
I think that's what Connie told us. Mm. Now that I think about it, let's get into the top five things, shall we?
Well, then that's just good inside information. We don't like to name drop, but how do you know that he died?
Connie Crum told me.
Oh, okay.
And
he'll work for free.
Number one today.
Number one.
Which I don't know if it's legal or not.
What's that?
To make someone work for free.
There's a lot wrong with that situation.
In Foster Brooks' eyes.
The guy who plays the main camp counselor in this movie, Oddballs, which you can watch in its entirety on YouTube. It's a 1980s Canadian teen
Send
sex
up.
Comedy.
Send
yeah.
Up.
Yeah. The guy who plays the lead counselor, Lalo Nordine, he just passed away a couple of weeks ago.
Hmm.
Yeah, you hate to see that when your favorite movie stars are dying. Mike McDonald passed away.
We didn't mention that Harry Anderson passed away.
No, completely blew that off, didn't we?
And you were such a big fan.
I love Night Court.
You even claimed that it's better than Barney Miller.
It is better than Barney Miller. No, that's not a claim. That's a fact.
No, I think we had that discussion and we went to a tiebreaker with the. Of course it's Barney Miller. It's not even close.
We did 10 Dave and Darren Lester's Decide.
Yes.
And it was five to five. And then the tiebreaker was Jessica Tye.
Well, the original tiebreaker was Jessica Tye, which worked swimmingly, but I believe she was already in Milwaukee at that point.
She's still there, by the way.
And then so we went to Merton's.
Jim Merton's was the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it was.
We didn't have a relationship with Channel 8 then.
Doesn't mean you can't call somebody.
How do we even get Jim Merton's number?
Oh, well, I think we did have a relationship. I think they were supplying the news and weather.
No, Channel 6 was its news and weather.
Oh, it changed.
Right.
It changed because remember we had Randazzo and stuff.
That's right, because they wanted to go to the building with WLLR. Which I can now say was the right call. That was a smart move on their part.
Call!
Number one. It's official, Darren. Science proves it beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Yes.
Uranus smells like farts. That's a conclusion that the scientists have come to. No.
Not
always.
Well.
Uranus smells like farts. It's a cloud of hydrogen sulfide. Smells like rotten eggs.
Mm-hmm.
This is according to a study published yesterday in Nature Astronomy. And
now, Uranus is still
a
planet.
Yes, we do subscribe. Yeah.
It's still a planet. It's Pluto that took the hit, right?
Pluto no longer a planet, but Uranus is a planet, and it smells like farts, according to science. They've given us a lot of thought, and they figured it out that, yeah.
So Elon Musk, before you travel there,
mm-hmm.
know that it's not necessarily going to be all that pleasant.
According to a Oxford University's Patrick Irwin, who studied sunlight refracted off Uranus's clouds, there's hydrogen sulfide all over the place. He says if an unfortunate human were ever to descend through Uranus's clouds, they would be met with a very unpleasant and odoriferous condition. Would probably suffocate you before you even got a chance to smell it, I guess. But yeah, Uranus smells exactly like your farts do.
So
it's well named.
Yeah,
right?
It's a 24/7 Dutch oven on Uranus.
Imagine a Dutch oven, exactly. Uh-huh. A Dutch oven that is
massive. Anyone ever survive that?
Dutch oven?
Does anyone,
sure.
I mean, I wouldn't find that to be, it's almost a deal breaker.
Well,
it's like, what do you think you're doing?
I want to know how anyone thinks that's a good idea to cook that way. Your food must taste terrible. The Dutch always just fart in boxes, and that's how they heat things up.
Yeah, they just fart on food.
It explains the wooden shoes, but other than that, none of it makes any sense.
Gotta love the Dutch.
Wrecked them, damn near killed them.
All right, number two.
Number two.
So the NFL draft is this week.
Thursday.
Will we be at the ballpark to watch it?
No, it's one of the rare occasions where they are not in town. I think that's like a streak of almost a decade being broken.
I don't think they were in town last year.
I think you're probably right. But before that.
Well,
the Bears with their eighth pick select Gabe Kareemi.
Oh, boy.
We're willing to give you another chance.
Oh, my God.
Well, they're going to have a bunch of stunts going on during this NFL
draft. Oh, no,
draft.
It's a big... They've turned it into quite a circus.
Yeah, I have to admit, I haven't watched it. The last time I watched it was probably in the Dave and Darren Sports Lounge at Modern Woodman Park, so it's been some time.
Yeah, no, they're turning it... And then this year, it's Jerry Jones has got his mitts on it, so it's...
How is he involved?
They're doing it in Dallas.
They're not, though.
They are.
Are they?
Yes. Or Arlington, Texas, if you want to be more specific.
Well, that's even worse.
Yeah, no, I think they actually have like a circus going on during the draft.
A literal circus.
I think they might.
Well, even I think this is ridiculous. The San Francisco 49ers, their fourth-round pick. Fourth-round pick, number 128,
mm-hmm.
will be announced by R2-D2 from Star Wars.
Okay.
And then their fifth-round pick will be announced by Chewbacca.
Okay, that's all day two, I think.
This is all to promote the fact that they've got that new Solo, the Han Solo movie coming out.
See?
And you know no one loves R2-D2 more than I do. I mean, the line for R2-D2 lovers starts with me. There's not a lot of people in front of me for R2-D2 lovers.
Now,
stay out of the NFL draft, R2.
Now,
this is ridiculous.
Will R2-D2, when he announces, because he doesn't really talk.
Well, no, neither does Chewbacca. How is anyone going to understand what he says?
Well, I can see how they're going to do it with R2-D2.
Because
they'll basically just they'll just show a little film, and whoever, that'll be that person.
Oh, like a little hologram?
It. Yes.
Oh, I would like that.
Well, they have to do that, right?
A little carbon scoring. Let me scrape this off and...
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's...
It's the general manager. Help us, Demetrius Jackson, wide receiver from Mississippi State. You're our only hope.
Gabe Kareemi.
No, quit drafting Gabe Kareemi. It gets worse.
The Bears pick is Shay McClellan.
Ron Howard, I guess, is also going to be picking for the San Francisco 49ers. And stormtroopers as well will help with the picks.
See?
How do we take you seriously as a football team when you're doing this?
Just the 49ers are doing this?
Well, the other bit of stunt casting going on during the draft, I guess at some point during the draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to have a parrot, an actual parrot, announce their pick.
Okay.
I think this is stupid. I also think I have to see this happen.
I might not turn away. I might watch the whole thing.
And now to announce their pick, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have an actual honest-to-God parrot.
And now to answer, now to declare their pick, he'll just put, like, chattering teeth up there.
What if the parrot just goes off the board and gets who he wants?
Yeah, makes his own decision.
Doesn't make any sense.
You guys don't need another linebacker.
This started a couple years ago, and it was like, okay, we're going to have Icky Woods up here to pick for the Bengals, and then he does the shuffle, and we all get a kick out of it.
Yes.
So now every pick has to be a little show, a little production.
Apparently.
But there was nothing wrong with the draft, just saying, here's the guys we're selecting, here's what they've done in college, here's who's next. That was plenty entertaining.
There was nothing wrong with them just doing it in a banquet room at the Holiday Inn.
Now, ESPN and Disney Disney owns ESPN.
Yes.
So I guess it makes sense they're using the draft to promote the Han Solo movie. I guess that makes a little bit of sense.
We'll do what we want.
But, like, how many Star Wars nerds, and I say that with love, I'm one.
Maybe it'll be a hologram of Walt Disney selecting somebody.
Okay, so I'm going to do a Venn diagram here with my hands. Here's Star Wars nerds, here's NFL fans, right?
Yeah.
And I'm right here, and where both of those intersect.
Sure.
What percentage of Star Wars nerds that have no use for football are going to watch the draft just to see what R2-D2 does in the draft?
Well, the devoted ones will.
Because they've started this a couple years ago now when they do trailers for the movies. The trailers debut during Monday Night Football.
How many...
Because Disney wants a big audience for the Star Wars.
How many Star Wars fans do you think actually get physically afraid, or maybe even physically ill, watching football because they're just, I just don't know what's going on.
Who
are the bad guys? And so the idea of watching the draft is, so you're telling me they're not actually going to play the game?
None of this makes any sense to me.
I just don't like to... I just get so uncomfortable because I don't know what's happening.
So your theory is that the Star Wars...
There could be. There's a percentage.
I would say it's less than half of 1%, but it's not 0%.
It's not zero.
My guess is that it's somehow...
They actually get afraid and physically ill when a football or any sporting event's on.
Really?
They're like, I don't know.
I only recognize Star Wars movies.
Right.
Anything that's not Star Wars, I get very confused.
I'm very uncomfortable.
I don't know how to process any of this. How does any of this make sense? Well, we'll see what happens. So the 49ers will submit their pick in writing, and then R2-D2 will beep, 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 and they'll go, oh, he picked
they'll have the little film.
BYU.
Could be the little film. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things
Seems like a lot of work.
Brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg on May 5th, 6th, and 7th. The Performing Arts Academy of Galesburg is going to be presenting Peter Pan Jr. on May 10th. It's Bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr story on May 11th.
Hedley.
That Friday, Coral Dynamics presents a free screening of Footloose on May 17th at 7 o'clock. The Orpheum Theater will announce their Throwback Thursday's free summer movie series and offer a free showing of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. On June 7th, a kids-friendly double feature B-movie and the Monarch Butterfly Story. On Saturday, June 16th, the Dancer Studio presents Alice in Wonderland. Tickets available to any of those events at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. They serve wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews, and they're available for private events. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, two stores opening in June, Milan and Davenport. Appointments are for purchase are always available. any day of the year, 563-349-2398 to make that appointment. Uncle Norm's
Fireworks. How many people make appointments?
Family owned and operated.
Make appointments like, I just need a pack of bottle rockets, that's it.
I would tend to think it was probably more for we're doing a wedding or we're doing a this. We're doing a baby reveal.
Yeah, that's right, baby reveal. I need one smoke bomb, pink. And here's the thing. We think we're having a boy, but we don't want to raise him in a world where he has to conform to gender. So, you know.
Number three. So then what? It's just gray smoke?
Yeah, there was a story. Our
baby's going to be the Pope.
There was a story in the news where this couple in New York purposely are not telling anyone the gender of their baby because they want the baby, who they've named Z, to decide for his or herself what their gender is.
Listen,
and they don't call it a baby. They call it a baby.
Listen, baby Z, just because you write your name on stuff doesn't make it yours.
Oh, rest in peace. Number three, scientists have genetically engineered flies to ejaculate whenever they're exposed to red light.
And the purpose for that is?
Well, that's a great question. The experiment confirms that sex is pleasurable even for animals we think of as simple.
Well, I suppose it is. Otherwise, why would you do it?
Well, I would assume that flies do it just because they want to make more flies. That there's nothing beyond that.
You think
that.
They're conscious of that? I don't know that they are.
Well, according to this
wouldn't
study...
Wouldn't you think that a spider web,
mm-hmm.
a spider spinning a spider web, that's pleasurable to them?
Oh, I wouldn't think so. It looks like a lot of damn work.
Oh, I bet it is. I bet it's something that they enjoy doing.
Well, I feel bad. And now you're making me feel bad about stepping on spiders if they're capable of having pleasure.
I think they can all have pleasure.
They have genetically engineered flies to automatically ejaculate whenever they walk under a red light.
Roxanne!
The male insects have special abdominal neurons that trigger the release of sperm by producing a chemical
that's
called
gotta be tiny.
Corazonin. It also makes their little insect hearts beat, by the way. It's the
I
same
wonder if
chemical.
It's any tinier, though.
What do you mean?
Fly sperm.
Of course it is.
Why?
Well, you think a fly's pumping out 10 cc?
Well, no, I'm not talking about...
Gross.
I'm not talking about...
Jeez Louise, that doesn't make any sense on paper.
Can you imagine the wad?
Oh, I see what you're saying. The cells.
The actual, yeah.
Wow. I didn't know they had sperm.
I guess I've never given it any thought.
I didn't realize that was something that flies had. I haven't given fly sex a lot of thought. I'm going to be deadly honest.
You know what you don't see as much anymore?
What's that? Fly smoking afterwards?
The fly paper.
Yeah, because it's gross.
In garages.
Yeah. Go to my folks' house. They've got it.
They got it?
Yeah. And it's like they bought it 20 years ago and they haven't changed it. It's something else.
No, it is gross.
Mm-hmm.
And
fly paper was a lot more
really kind of cruel.
Yeah. Yeah, I've caught them, and now they're on display for eternity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, that
24/7 torture. It's, you know, torture incorporated.
Exactly.
Oh, it's a big cat country.
30 seconds after the engineered male flies walk into a red-lit chamber, their abdomens curl up, and they ejaculate. And then they do it again. It happens 7 times a minute for up to 3 minutes. Flies had the option of walking into an unlit part of their chamber, but once they entered the red light district, they tended to stay there.
Welcome to the Reef-a-bon.
No, this works. I like this. This is good. Yeah. They used a red light because it passes through living tissues easily. So the other thing was flies can't see red. So it wasn't a visual attraction. It was just something about the red light that triggered the response.
The way you look tonight. Mm-hmm.
They also picked red, they say, because of the red light district jokes that they could make. They said, yeah, no, we thought of that. But they show that sex is pleasurable experience even for flies.
Sure.
Or more specifically, I guess they're not suggesting that sex is pleasurable for flies. It is, however, pleasurable for dude flies.
Okay, yeah.
Right. The it's good to be a guy.
Mama fly might not care for it.
Well.
Number four.
But she was always something of a prude.
Just let go. Let go, man. Let go, mama.
Why you gotta treat us like this, Papa Fly? Your baby maggots want to know where you are.
Prince is
suing. I got a house full of maggots.
Prince's family is suing Trinity.
How
and
about
Moline.
That? There you go.
Yeah, they're gonna take all the money.
Prince coming after you.
Prince's family wants the Moline Hospital.
Uh-huh.
They're saying that they failed to properly investigate and treat his opioid overdose 2 years ago.
We're just trying to get him out of here.
Yeah, that plane made an emergency landing here
uh-huh.
in April of 2016, and the family and their lawyers are saying, you know, you really could have done more for him, and mm-hmm. he'd still be with us. If yeah. you had followed your job.
Yeah, if you'd have done what you were supposed to do.
So people that work at the hospital, there's very strict rules. They're not supposed to talk about what happened.
Sure, of course.
HIPAA laws, right? But I might know a guy. And, you know, it's not unusual at that time of night for overdoses to come in.
I suppose, if they were going to happen.
But this was very unusual because the entourage was very smartly dressed.
Mm.
And then when the patient came in...
Almost a revolution, you could say.
You know... You could say that. A new power generation, uh-huh. if you'll have it. And I guess his afro was like just
his.
Way out to here. Yeah, Prince's afro was out to
but
here.
But still so tiny. Only took up like half the gurney.
Yeah, well, there's that. When they gave him the Narcan, I guess, on the tarmac there at the airport.
Because that's what I thought the deal was. I didn't realize he made it to the hospital. I thought everything just kind of took place right there at the airport.
Nope. They gave him the Narcan, and they gave him the first dose, which they gave for, a regular narcotic episode.
Uh-huh.
It did nothing to him.
Ooh.
They had to give him, like, another one just to get him, you know, kind of awake and not just to make him not dead anymore.
Pulp Fiction, take two.
That's exactly what happened. So then, yeah, they took him to the hospital, and he didn't want to stay. He wanted out. There's other, you'll hear other stories and rumors like he wanted an entire wing or he wasn't going to stay. I don't know if that's true. That'll come out in the lawsuit.
Mm.
There's a lot of details that people that work at the hospital will not share because you'd lose your job.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I guess it was something else.
But it was.
I'm told it was quite a scene. But yeah, the family.
He broke right into the bat dance.
Wouldn't that be great? Hey, Ducky, let's put this evidence in the computer. So they filed this lawsuit, too, on Friday, and the reason they did that is they were a day away from 2 years going by and the statute of limitations being up.
Sure.
So they had to
do something.
File. Yeah.
Have you seen that video of him doing, him doing his version of Nothing Compares to You?
Yeah, that just got dropped this week,
And along with it, that shows him, they're practicing dance steps and everything.
I haven't seen that, no.
From the summer of 84. It's fabulous. He's just fabulous.
He did that song during like the Purple Rain era.
It's just marvelous.
Yeah, I've heard him do a version of that, but it was a live version. This is the studio version.
I guess this is like his demo or whatever.
You know what else is bananas?
Bananas.
Bananas. Ringo, yours is the only show I'll do.
I'll tell you what's bananas.
Bananas.
Ba-ba-dum, ba-ba-dum, ba-dum, bananas. Purple Rain, the song, that's recorded live. That's not a studio song.
Yeah.
That's a live recording.
Quite capable of doing it.
And like the video is him singing it live.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, he was quite talented.
Five.
Number five.
Very tiny.
Very tiny.
He could fit, his remains could fit in a salt shaker.
Did you ever see him live?
No.
You know who saw him live was our buddy Stager.
Uh-huh.
His wife's a huge Prince fan, and she dragged him to see him when he was in Moline.
Uh-huh.
Dragged him to go to the then Mark of the Quad Cities.
Yeah.
And he bitched and moaned mm-hmm. about it, like, I gotta go see Prince.
Greatest show I ever saw.
And then the next morning, he's like, so how was Prince? He's like, it was the most incredible experience of my lifetime.
Mm.
I will only listen to Prince from now on. I will listen to only Prince. Mm. He was the most incredible musician I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tells you something.
Still very tiny.
Very tiny.
Probably would have made a great golfer. A lot of golfers are small.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think there's probably a lot less room for error when you're smaller with a club like that. You get all out there in space and stuff.
Yeah, your Senator Gravity is a little bit more,
a little more grounded.
How tall is Tiger Woods?
Well, he's a little bit taller. He's probably, he could be, he's probably pushing 6 feet, I guess.
I'm going to say he's 5'10".
I think he's taller than that.
Well, but Tiger Woods is, in fact, I have the answer in front of me. 6'1".
6'1". Okay, so I think most golfers are not necessarily... Maybe in this day and age, but it used to always be that golfers were wee people.
Well, not Vern Troyer wee.
Well...
not salt and pepper shaker urn wee.
I wonder what kind of golfer he would be. He would have had to have been fantastic.
Well, no, because he would. The clubs would have been bigger than
although
his.
It would have been...
When the clubs are bigger than you, that's a challenge.
Had a hard time reading the undulation of the greens. Being that the undulations were bigger than I were.
Right. Or you take a wrong turn and you're stuck in a cup for 6 hours.
I'm in a sand trap and I can't get out.
Am I right?
And a nice desert.
Finally, number 5, and this one is dedicated to all of you who go to NotShowRadio.com and use the Amazon.com link. Whenever you make an online purchase, we get a little taste of it. And we're able to keep Nacho Radio up and running. Amazon is now launching something that they call Amazon Key. And the idea is now, the Amazon Key program, we've talked about this earlier, where it allows them to open up your front door and leave the packages inside.
Yes.
But now they're adding a new wrinkle to it. So the idea is, and it comes with cameras, so you're buying like a camera system through Amazon. And then drivers will come, they'll use the key to get in your house, and they'll leave the packages inside your house and then lock the door as they leave.
Right.
The new wrinkle that's making headlines today is, they're adding this feature, they will find your car and put your packages in the trunk of your car for you.
I don't know if that's necessary.
The Amazon Key smart lock and camera necessary cost $220. But the Amazon Key in-car program... is also available in 37 metro areas across America right now. Works with same day, 2 day, and standard shipping. There's no installation cost. They are able to figure out, I guess, they've got a device where they're able to figure out how to get in your car without you giving them a key.
Pay no attention to the body in there. Yes, that does look a lot like James Jordan.
Well, get ready for this now. We are about a week or so away from the story about people that just hang out in parking lots and break into trunks because they see Amazon putting packages in people's trunks. Because it didn't take long for them to figure out how to get the packages off your doorstep.
No, sure didn't.
I believe they're going to be one step of the curb on this.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak and so much more. How about a grilled Italian? Like it hot? They're flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomato, and fried onions. When you're at Capriati's, please mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. The podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of nuts and fruits, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea that you can take home. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. And as we mentioned, everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at NachoRadio.com. Anytime you'd like to reach out to us with any sort of thought, any question, any comment, doesn't have to be while we're doing the podcast, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, it's almost that time of year. Two stores opening in June, one in Milan and one in Davenport. Appointments are for purchase are always available any time of year, 563-349-2398. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, family owned and operated.
In what way is that a joke?
Didn't say it was. The facts, just the facts.
Hasbro giving new life to old toys and games. They've announced a new recycling program, something they call TerraCycle. It's a way for parents to donate all the old Hasbro toys, and then they'll transform that plastic into park benches, flower pots, and playground equipment. Mm. The problem is, it has to be a Hasbro toy or they won't touch it. Go to HasbroToyRecycling.com to sign up for the program, and they'll send you a free shipping label, and then you send them all the old Hasbro toys your kids don't want anymore. They'll melt down the plastic and turn it into a playground.
Or that you don't want anymore.
Well, I'm not getting any of my Hasbro stuff. I promise you that. That ain't happening.
What about those Star Wars things?
Well, most of my Star Wars toys are Kenner, not Hasbro. But I understand what you're saying. The newer ones are Hasbro. But I'm kind of weaning myself from the newer ones. I have yet to buy any Han Solo figures.
Good for you.
I know. I feel like it's time for me to grow up a little bit.
Well, that is quite a statement.
Well, you know.
Do you get tempted, though?
All I think about. I was watching a bunch of unboxing videos last night. I
know. You watch unboxing videos?
Yeah.
That's just somebody going out of their mind?
An unboxing video is like somebody goes and buys a Star Wars figure,
yeah,
and then they set up a camera, and then they open it up and talk about it.
Aren't they supposed to not open it?
Well, there's different thoughts on that.
They buy two, I suppose.
Well,
right?
I wonder about that. Because, yeah, if you're somebody... I mean, these are cats that have, like, studios developed for opening up toys. So if... I imagine they probably buy two.
Do they get all hyper like the guy when on Smallville?
No.
They don't get hyper?
No.
Then what's the... Why do you watch it, then? What's the allure?
I just like, you know, I just... It's a hobby of mine, and I thought, you know, I'm not going to buy any of the new Han Solo toys.
But I'd like to watch somebody do it.
But I'd like to open up and watch people open them up and see what they say about them.
Couldn't you just do that for Christmas?
What do you mean?
As opposed to buying gifts for everybody, we're just going to watch YouTube videos of other people getting gifts?
Yeah, I guess...
That's not a bad idea.
I guess you could do that.
Think of all the money you'd save. We're just going to watch. We're going to sit here and have some orange juice and cocoa. And we're just going to watch other people open gifts. You don't need anything.
Hasbro announced this thing. It's you've never seen Return of the Jedi.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, there's a scene where they take him out into the desert there. And they're on a big giant sail barge. It's a big giant boat that goes out into the desert. So Hasbro did this thing where they're going to make this Jabba sail barge. But they needed, I think they needed 5,000 people to commit to buying it. So they're like, we'll make this toy for you.
Oh, gosh.
It's a couple feet big.
Can you ride around in it?
No, it's meant for your three and three-quarter inch figures. So they did this a very elaborate... sail barge. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, too, they've never really made a sail barge. And that movie's been out 35 years now.
That was like a ship that...
It's where Princess Leia, you know, chokes Jabba.
Yeah. It's got like that kind of wormhole.
Right. The Sarlacc pit. But, you dig it.
But it's
across the Dune Sea.
But it's a ship not in water.
You see?
A ship in sand.
They're fantasy movies. Exactly. It's a sail barge. It's like a spaceship that just hovers around the desert and takes Jabba around in the deserts of Tatooine. Wait, it gets worse.
Brother.
So this sail barge, they're like, we're going to make this, and it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to make it unless enough of you guys commit to it.
On board.
Yeah. And they're $500 a piece.
So is that something you need to have?
Well, I'm not spending $500 on a toy.
Are you sure?
No. No.
Yes, maybe.
Well, also, I don't know where I'd put it.
Or how you would explain it.
There's that, too.
That's vacation money.
Right. That is an entire vacation. And it's like, no, we're not going anywhere. Daddy's going to look at his sail barge in the basement for a couple minutes. Yeah. No, I don't...
Well, if you do get it, let me know, and we'll make a video of you opening it up.
So this is the thing, too. They needed the money by early April was the cutoff date.
The Star Wars people need the money? Come on.
That's it. So Hasbro's like, give us your $500 down payment. I think it's $550 by the time shipping and everything was on it, right? But let's just say it's $500. and it's just a plastic toy for Star Wars figures. They ended up, they said, if we don't get, you know, 5,000 people to commit to this, we're not making it. Well, they got their 5,000 pre-orders.
Okay.
They're not going to start making it until next year. Like, it's not even going to show up at your house until, I think, June of 2019. Ooh. But they needed your $500 now. Well, which seems a little fishy to me.
Make a little money on that.
And then I saw yesterday where Hasbro announced that they're hemorrhaging money because of Toys R Us going out of business. So now I'm wondering, did these knuggleheads all give them $500? Does that seem weird, too? Like, you give us $500, we'll give you a toy. Now, it's going to be in 14 months, but it's going to be great. Doesn't that seem a little...
Doesn't sound like the sort of thing I'd sign up for, but...
Speaking of collections, our last item of today, the ruby red slippers from the Wizard of Oz are going up for auction.
You're either with me or you're against me.
Terrifying Judy Garland, the come-to-life sea creature.
I pleasured you all.
I sure as hell pleased your children and your wives. Please, everyone, Google Crazy Angry Judy Garland and listen to that audio. And know this. When Darren was a little boy...
A toddler.
One of his earliest memories is sleeping with one eye open because he was convinced, and this is not a joke, he was convinced Judy Garland was going to come and eat him.
I slept with my back to the wall because I didn't want to turn the other way because I had a feeling that Judy Garland would show up and sink her fingernails into my back.
I don't think you're wrong to be that afraid. It was possible.
Not after seeing those performances.
The collector who has had the ruby red slippers from The Wizard of Oz is now putting them up for sale. The sequin-covered ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in the movie The Wizard of Oz back in 1939.
How much do they want for them?
Well, this is that's what I was going to ask. They say this is like the holy grail of movie memorabilia.
Sure.
There are other ruby slippers that were used as props in the film, but these were the ones that were on Judy Garland's feet. So does that make them more or less valuable?
You would think the stank would be out of it by now.
So does that make it more or less valuable? I really need Dorothy's stank, or what am I doing here? Good.
Better.
$6 million.
$6
million? $6 million for the ruby red shoes that Dorothy wore in The Wizard of Oz.
Wow, that's a lot.
He's going to get it. You know somebody has to have it.
Yeah.
They haven't been on the market for 18 years.
Huh.
I wonder what he paid for them. Like, what kind of return on investment do you get?
Probably pretty good.
Yeah. But I guarantee someone's going to be buying that.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to do it for today's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We are back tomorrow.
The Top 5 Things originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and also 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriati's. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Capriati's big box lunches come with a 9-inch sub, your choice of a small chip or coleslaw, and a cookie. Kids meal box lunches are available as well. And if you're there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio at either location and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
You know who's playing Judy Garland in a new movie? Renelle Zellweger.
Mm.
And I guess it's going to be about her last days.
Oh, there you go.
When all she wanted to do was get her fingernails into the back of young Darren Pintra.
That might actually get me back in the theater.
I don't know, man. Might be too spooky.
I'm very self-conscious about talking about myself. But I think I've got something to write about at last. If you like it, you'll like it. If you don't like it, you won't like it. But you won't be able to take it lightly any more than I've been able to take it lightly. I've laughed at myself when I should have cried. And I've cried because I had every reason. I got damn mad. I'm an angry lady. I'm a lady who is angry. I've been insulted, slandered, humiliated, but still America's sweetheart.
Oh, whoa.
Now, wait a minute.
Whoa.
There's only one America's sweetheart, Ms. Garland.
Wait a minute.
And he would have had a little something to say about your trying to take his claim.
Said a little something like this.
How dare you?
I don't think so.
There's only room for one sweetheart in these United States.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolf Bob Ruffinich?
Imagine in heaven if Charlie and Judy are doing a podcast right now. Would you listen to that? Charlie Manson and Judy Garland's podcast? I'd subscribe, and I would leave 5 stars on iTunes.
She was only she was 47 when she offed herself.
Well, that's... Wow. I'm a lady. I'm an angry lady. America's sweetheart. Wow. Until next time, hang loose, kooks.
You say classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
And that's how she wrote.